A very good morning to everyone listening out there in KYUK land. This is another edition of KYUK's Talk Line, your show, where you can call in and express anything you'd like, you know, whatever's on your mind. So feel free this morning to join us, Grady and I, this morning as we go into this wonderful Friday on Talk Line. Grady, can you give us the numbers?
Absolutely. I love sitting here with you, Peter. Okay. And the numbers to call in to KYUK are 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985 or 543-2756. And toll-free, if you're out in the village, you can call us at 1-800-995-8954. Of course, you can email us at radio at kyuk.org as well.
Yes, and what a wonderful looking day outside we have.
I like the crisp fall. I like it.
Yes, it's just, and then looking out towards the west, you know, we don't see west from here. We see kind of southwest, southeast, I mean, from our window. But when I stepped out a few minutes ago, that the rays of sunshine coming through from the east side, you know, just spectacular colors out there. So if you haven't looked, you know, take a look towards the east. We have our first caller. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Peter. Good to hear you there.
Thank you. Good morning.
You're welcome. Yours on the southeast, ours is on southwest.
Yeah.
We watched three-step there. Weather usually comes from that area, if you notice. Kind of creeps in, you know, when it's really cloudy, and then you see a dimmer light in the southwest area. That's clear coming over our direction.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good to see that, especially during the sunrises.
Yes.
I've even heard of people coming all the way from Antioch and Red Devil just to see the sunset in the morning and sunrise, you know.
Wow.
Because it's so low here.
Uh-huh,
and
yes.
We have nice, pretty sunrises and stuff. Anyway, Peter, I want to tell everyone to come and vote. It's on the 2nd of October. There'll be two elections coming up, one for the state and one for the city. The liquor licenses and candidates for city council. Mm-hmm. I forgot the state one, but there's two elections there, and that'll be LKSD also will be holding elections for the board members.
Yeah.
So I'll be there. If anybody needs translation, I'll do the best I can, and I'll be there to help you.
Where are the voting places?
Okay, the precinct, certain precincts like SLU area, you'd have to look on your designated array, but they usually go up to the high school, and the boundaries from then on go over to the cultural center.
Okay.
They have certain boundaries you go by, and if you go to one election, you go to the wrong building, they'll tell you the correct one to go to. If you don't want to go there, you can always fill out an absentee ballot too.
Okay.
So it'll cover your voting. So don't complain. If you want to complain, you come and vote first, then you air your viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have that civic duty. You've done it, so you have the right to complain, you know. And everyone's still out there hunting. I think the moose is open till the end of the month, and people are out there bird hunting. Make sure you're real careful with your gun safety rules, and make sure you know what you're shooting at. You know, the species, you don't want the wrong species because you get in trouble that way. And take your trash home and burn them or do something with them. Don't leave your trash over there for somebody else to clean up.
Yeah.
Do your own thing and leave it as pristine as possible.
Yes.
You know, nature would approve of that and appreciate it.
Yes.
Just like you would when you see wildlife.
That's right. Yeah, you get... You respect our land.
Yep, and please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. You're going on long excursions, trips. Mm-hmm. It'd be good to have two boats in case something happens. You know, blink of an eye, something else happens.
That's right.
Most of the time. And you want somebody to be able to help out. Plus your friends, you know. So, everyone enjoy their weekend. Please be safe. Wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And watch out for pedestrians. Especially early in the morning when the kids are going to school now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Peter, good to hear you again.
Yes, thank you, John. Yes, what a wonderful advice and, you know, issues you got, you know, Kuyana, for all that. We go right on to our next caller, Joe from
Bethel. Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Joe, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. I just want to reemphasize what John has to say. October 2nd is coming up, and, you know, it's a pretty important election, and, you know, there's no excuse not to vote, and, you know, it's a pretty important one because it's pertaining to local option and all right. that. So, like you said, there's a local voting, there's a state voting, and then we've got the people that are running for the school board and whatnot. So I can't say enough people need to go out and vote. There's no excuse not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
I'm not sure what time the polls open. I think it's 8 to 8.
Yes, sir.
One's at the district office, and the other one's at the cultural center. So,
okay.
Again, reemphasize, go vote. Don't forget to vote. And, you know, if you're not going to vote, don't complain. If you vote, you can complain all you want on Peter's talk show.
On KYUK, yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, everybody be safe. Enjoy your weekend, and God bless everyone.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. You got anything on more on voting? And
yeah, just to give the straight skinny on that, the City of Bethel regular elections will be held October 2nd, 2018. The polling locations are Precinct Number 1, Lower Kuskokwim School District offices, located at 1004 Ron Edwards Memorial Drive, and Precinct Number 2, YPCC Cultural Center, 401 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Those polling locations will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Election Day. And I'm right there with those other callers. We cannot stress it enough. You know, some things we talk about on the radio only affect a handful, 50, 100, 200 listeners. This affects everyone who hears us right now.
That's right.
Get out there and vote, folks.
And then we overheard, you know, in the other talk show or news or something, that somebody was giving some free rights to the polling places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Cusco Cab. There's a private donor involved there, too, as well as Cusco and Phillies. I think they're all brought some money to the table to fund cab rides for people to the polls day of.
And back.
And back. They call Cusco Cab for more information. I was hopeful to get them in and talk to them here at our coffee show, but they didn't show up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing that they're doing. Yes, you know. So we ought to see a difference in the numbers this year.
Yeah, imagine. I hope maybe we can get Naeem to call in. He was going to be a guest, and maybe he'll call in today.
Maybe
the lines are open, and 543-5985 is the number for Naeem to call, or you if you want to call.
Yes, yes. We welcome anyone to call.
You can also call 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Another thing on the city stuff or information out there, City of Bethel will be pulling the floats at the small boat harbor out of the water. That's starting tentatively October 8th. So if that affects you, you might want to know about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that time of the year. Yes, time went by fast this summer.
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. I just have a lot of stuff in front of me, and I wouldn't mind mentioning, you know, the local option's a big thing on the voting agenda coming up October 2nd. We had a call-in show, and the replay of that translated in Yuktun is going to be today at 1. So if you wanted a replay of the local option call-in show, tune in today at 1 p.m. for that translation.
It's just a replay, so it's no call-in on that.
No, it was a call-in show. Yes. It's a replay of it now.
Okay,
though.
All right. Yeah. Our next caller, Kathy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter and Grady.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about Cusco Cab's offer. It has nothing to do with how you vote. It has everything to do with the belief that it's so important for people to vote. So in an effort to assist people who have to take cabs or maybe can't even afford to take the cab to go vote, Cusco has offered free round trip. Phillies has pitched in, and like you said, some local donors. All people have to do is call Cusco Cab 2169 and say, I want to go vote. The cab will come. It'll take you to your precinct. And at that point, someone will be there to give the cab driver your cab slip for whichever place you came from, part of town, you know. And after you vote and come out with your I voted sticker, then we'll give you a cab slip to go. The cab will take you anywhere else. If you want to go home, fine. If you want to go to the store instead, they'll take you there. They'll take you one more ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an effort to get more people to vote.
Yes. Very good. Yes.
Good do you have any other questions about it?
No, you explained it just all the way. You explained it just
and
fine.
And I would tell everyone, thank your cab driver. And if you stop by Philly's, tell Philly. Thank you very much. What a patriotic thing to do.
Very good. Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very
much,
Kathy.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay. You have a wonderful day. Yes. Our lines are open again, so please feel free to call. You know, our time goes fast. You know, time just moves.
Yeah.
And just so you would know, today I'm going to go as far as 11 o'clock, you know, but if you don't mind carrying on.
Oh.
Remainder of the show.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, all right, cool. Yes, you know, so, yes, what a wonderful time to be outdoors. You know, I just can't, it's hard for me to stick around indoors when weather and looking at the weather and having a chance to be outdoors, you know, enjoying the wonderful creation and, you know, just to be outdoors, you know, just... It does wonders.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
So I'm always amazed when I take a turn around a corner in Bethel and see another beautiful vista that I hadn't seen before. Oh. And I was walking, I'm walking the dogs more because my youngest dog is now old enough to go out on the leash. So I have the dogs out, and I'm out on the boardwalks over here behind Pinky's Park, and I'm heading toward AC Quick Stop, you know, along the tundra that way. And wow, what a beautiful view, the Moravian Church, Tundra Ridge, the fitness center, all in the vista.
Wow.
It is amazing. And I spend too much time on the roads in Bethel. You got to get out on the tundra and you got to get on those boardwalks to really appreciate the beauty of Bethel.
You know, another site, you know, if you ever, you know where that Uniball is or some.
Yeah, the weather radar
thing.
Yeah,
around that station area. That's a high point in around Bethel. And if you ever have a chance to get in that area, when you get up there, you could see Bethel down below you.
Well, I've climbed to the top of those towers there in BIA, so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It is quite a view. I like
wow.
it. I like it, yes. And if I don't know if I should encourage anyone else to go out there on those towers, though.
No
they are
way.
Dangerous.
Yeah, just on the hills.
Yeah.
You can overlook from the hills, and yes. So our lines are open, so I... and then, you know, about... This time of the year, you know, people are busy, you know, they take advantage of the nice weather and that, you know, any time the weather is good, you know, there are a lot of boats out there. I went boating, you know, several times in the last several days and then, you know, there's always somebody out there. So it's just a wonderful time to be out.
I probably shouldn't hit you up on the air like this, but you have to take me out on the river once.
Of course.
We won't beat that horse here, but I definitely will hit you up off air. You know, I want to mention something in case it rains tomorrow or in case you're just in town. Saturday, September 29th at the Lions Club, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can go to that craft sale and flea market. Vendors
wow.
are welcome at 9 a.m. with $10 tables and $5 half tables. And if you have questions, you can, of course, call Susan at 543-4368, although she might be calling in. She calls in regularly.
Okay, and we do have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Pete.
Yes, good morning.
Etigo. I'm calling to our relatives in Nanak, and our prayers are with them, with their lost brother, Ralph. We're praying for them, too.
All right, yes.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Eddie.
Pete.
Yes, you but too.
Yeah,
you too have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I was looking over here at the Tundra Drums before that caller called in. I was announcing that craft sale and flea market this Saturday, but there's other things going on. Of course, the 13th annual Kuskokwim Art Guild fundraiser, Steel Salmon and Steel Raven auction, will take place Saturday. Have you ever been to one of those?
I've been a while.
Yeah? Do you own a Steel Salmon or Steel Raven?
No.
Oh, well, I would imagine you might have one.
No, explain to me, what is a Steel Salmon?
So, you know, what's the name of the gentleman that cuts the steel and stuff here in town?
Shorty.
Shorty, yeah. Donates 20 steel salmon and steel raven to the Kuskokwim Art Guild. Now, the Art Guild is the people that run the gift shop in the Cultural Center, but they're also a guild of artists that collaborate together on marketing their wares, and they also support summer camps in the summer and mini grants to artists for materials throughout the year. Well, 13 years now running, they've decorated steel salmon and steel ravens with their own, you know, depictions, each artist, and then auctioned them off for a fundraiser. Wow. But I'll tell you more about that after we talk to Dan.
Okay. Oh, yes. And speaking of Dan, we do have a caller. Is that you, Dan? Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah.
About that voting in alcohol in Bethel, to the surrounding villages, I know if a surrounding villages vote for Bethel to stop the alcohol, I know there would be lots of votes. Or do we have to go there and vote? That's my question.
Yeah, okay, well, Kuyana Dan, yeah, his question, he had posed a question, you know, regarding voting, especially on this, you know, election time, on the second, you know, he's wondering about if the people of the YK Delta were to vote on such a matter, you know, then of course the outcome would, you know, be strong and different. But Dan, I think the answer to that, you know, maybe if you bring it up in front of AVCP convention, you know, something might transpire from there, you know, maybe as an advisory note from the convention to whoever. So, but you have to be a citizen of Bethel to vote. So,
well, Mark Springer is on the line.
Yeah,
he might be able to give us some illumination as well.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Peter. You've got to be a registered voter in Bethel, and the local option question to ban the sale of alcohol in Bethel will be on the ballot on Tuesday, and there hasn't been a whole lot of talk about it, you know, campaign-wise. There's a few signs up that are saying to vote for it. I'll certainly be voting for it, just because the impact that it has on the community and on the region is greater than the money that it brings in for the city. The reason I'm calling is to just kind of take advantage of the opportunity to do a little campaigning. I am running for city council. I'm running as a write-in. I'm sure most everybody has heard the story of why I got really sick and my paperwork got in late to be on the regular ballot. So I would really like to continue on the council. I think that we've accomplished quite a bit. I've been on there two full terms, and I'm doing a fill-in. I was appointed to finish out somebody's term this time around. And so I'd really like to be elected to serve another term on there. So since I'm running as a write-in, if people want to vote for me, they have to write my name, Mark Springer, and they have to fill in the little oval next to it on the write-in line.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the precinct, they do have a sheet of paper that you can ask for that shows who the write-in candidates are. As far as I know, I'm the only one. So I'm in the paper this week. They've got a some statements from several of the candidates. Mine is in there. So some of the issues that I'm supporting, of course, is yes on local option. In the general election in November, yes on Proposition 1, stand for salmon. You got to wonder why the resource industries are kind of so scared of this. Granted, it's 8 pages compared to one sentence in law. But the thing that nobody's saying is that the legislature, I believe, because it's a proposition, the legislature has the ability over a year or two to change the way it's written. So, it'll still be in play. If it passes, it'll still be in play for a while. And on Donlin Gold, as I've said here on the radio, I just don't think it's economical. I don't think it's worth the risk to the environment. And so I'm pretty much opposed to the Donlin Gold project. And on this election, there are seven with me people running, and I just hope that this election doesn't turn into a referendum on city management. I think the city is run pretty well. There's always room for improvement. There's always things that can be done better and differently. Use newer water trucks. Those cost money. Most of the things that people grouse about the city are ultimately the responsibility of the council. So I hope that this election is not based on people's perception that the city, is doing a bad job and that things need to change. Because I've been through some of those changes on the council, and they can take a long doggone time and kind of make things topsy-turvy. So I don't know if you, Peter, Grady, got any questions you'd like to ask me about, any city issues or things that I stand on. To do, that's great. And I'll be listening to the show, and if people call in and have any other questions or comments, I'll try to call back and, respond or answer them there.
Well, I think for the purposes of fair, election rules, mm-hmm. we want to make sure we give you only the equal time that you're afforded, Mark. So thank you for calling, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, okay, and I, for one, just wanted to let you know that we appreciate what you do for Bethel.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. We're going to go on to our next caller from Anchorage, Nathaniel. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So my name is Nathaniel, and I'm the campaign manager for Deborah Call, who's running for lieutenant governor with Mark Begich. And I wanted to let your listeners know that Deborah is going to be in Bethel next Thursday. She's going to do kind of a town hall meet and greet at the VFW post 10041 starting at 5:30. So she's going to be there talking about things like the dividend, about subsistence rights, about public safety, about education, and I know she would love to hear from folks out in Bethel about kind of what they're facing on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
That's this coming Thursday, Nathaniel?
It's this coming Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the VFW Hall.
Spectacular. Thank you for that information.
Great, and hopefully people will come and ask Deborah their questions and get a chance to meet her.
All right, sounds good. Well, we thank you for the info there, Nathaniel.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Yes. Okay, we go on to a caller from Bethel. Robert, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Pete.
Oh, good morning, Gaia.
Yeah, I was listening to the talk show this morning. I heard an individual from a village calling in and informing us if they had the ability, the surrounding villages of Bethel had the ability to vote, that the outcome would be a lot different. I'd like to inform that individual, you don't have to come to Bethel to make a difference, because the vote is all about alcohol. It's already here. They're not voting on dry. They're not voting on no liquor in Bethel. They're only voting on sale of liquor in the restaurants or ordering liquor in Bethel. Continue ordering by air. There's no vote on stopping liquor in Bethel. It's all one-sided. It's all about whether you continue to order or whether the restaurants and everybody else is able to sell liquor in their establishments. I don't see a vote number three on there for dry. So there, I can inform you right now, there's a lot of people that want this town dry that are not going to go vote. I might be wrong, but that's the way I understand the vote on alcohol issue. It's either damp or it's going to be saleable in the restaurants. And that's not what that individual from the village was hoping, that if they did come to vote, that the outcome would be different.
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue on airline liquor or restaurant liquor. It's got nothing to do with dryness on this issue. That's why I'm saying there may be a problem in the people that want this town dry not going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Pete.
Oh, Koyana Chakna, thank you very much, Gaya. And a good morning to you. Have a wonderful day. We're going to jump right into our next caller. Okay. Coming to us all the way from Chivac. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Richard Thomas. All of you guys and both of you, good morning from Chivac. All right, good morning.
Okay, all
good
right.
Morning.
Very good, yes. Friendly greeting from Chivac.
That was just a good morning. They're nice folks out there in Chivac. I have so many good friends that hail from Chivac. Nice people.
You ever been out there?
I haven't, but I met a young man yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who is here in town with his family, and he's a 7-year-old. He's from Chivac. Another fine gentleman from Chivac.
All right.
I don't have a bad thing to say about the folk. I try not to say bad things about anybody, though.
That's
one of my rules.
Yeah, that's what you say. It's got a lot of truth in it. If you look for something bad, you will find it.
Well, so when people ask me how I'm doing, I always say something. I'm always doing great, and I'll tell you why. Because even when I'm doing poorly, I choose.
Amen.
Choose perception and perspective.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we're going to go on to our caller, next caller, Brian from Anchorage. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Fine.
My point I want to bring up is Major Bellet 1. It makes me wonder, how do you choose between two sides of for salmon or not for salmon? And here all along, the native people was always been there for salmon. You wonder how the state makes us choose between those two sides, you know?
Mm.
And it's pretty funny that it went into the ballot and everything that, you know, I mean, all the years that we grew up, we knew what we grew up with and how we, you know, how our parents and everybody taught us and everything. And we wonder nowadays, how do we have to, like, you know, just the funny thing is, why do we have to take a decision now? Like, do we have to be on that side or this side, you know?
Mm.
It's really hard to try to understand that ballot and try to understand, you know, and my point of view, sorry about this, but my point of view is kind of pulling me away of, like, what I understand and what I don't understand. It's kind of pulling me away of, you know, what my ancestors taught me and, you know, what the white, sorry to say this, and I don't mean to be offensive to anybody, mm-hmm. but the white people, what they taught us. So it's kind of making me trying to choose in between.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and in my heart and my body and what my grandparents and everybody taught me is I shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it's trying to lead our people and the way we're, you know, we should never choose. We should never be a point of where we're going to choose and what we're going to do. It's, you know, we're the people of, you know, we're people of knowing what is right and knowing what is wrong. We know where, you know, where we're going to survive and where we're not going to survive, you know. And, you know, the biggest thing that really hurts our, especially young generation like myself, is you wonder if you're going to listen to the ancestors or you're going to listen to, you know, the people, you know, the white people that put on this ballot, and you're wondering which side to take, you know.
Okay.
So to me, it's a really hard decision, you know, and
yeah.
The way I grew up, it's really hard to decide which way you're going to go with. It makes you feel like if you're going to take this side, then you feel like you're going to make a mistake. If you take this side, you're going to make another mistake, you know? And, you know, and it's always, you know, you always know, you know, ancestors are the key of what is life, what is going to be life, you know, and how to take care of your life, you know, and where it's going to go.
Can I ask you a question, Brian?
Yep.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from the Lower Yukon.
Emo or?
Lower Yukon, Russian missionary.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I just wanted to know, you know, because where you were reared up, you know, makes some difference too, you know. But we're going to invite somebody, if you're going to be listening, invite anyone that can, Brian's concern, you know, about Proposition 1. The way I understood it, you know, you're concerned about that. How are you going to be voting?
Yeah, I mean, look at like the upper, you know, up there in Fairbanks, they got the, you know, the, what do you call that mine there? That's at the coal mine up there at Healy.
Yeah,
and they got the Fort Knox mine. Then they all. All that river flows into the lower Yukon. You know, it flows into the Yukon, then it flows all the way down the Yukon.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah. You wonder how come nobody ever said that in the last 30, 40 years, you know? Nobody ever paid attention to that. But then again, we're all of a sudden paying attention to the one that's going to be developed right there at Dongan, you know? And, you know, and it makes you wonder and realize, I mean, you know, that's good that people's coming out and talking about it, but, you know, that's the resources for our young kids. That, you know, I mean, we could teach them all we want, but, there's going to have to be success in life and where it's going. Oh, you know.
Okay. All right, Brian, we got fairness to the other callers that are in, we're getting close to your time to allot it for you. So, but we're going to keep on listening. I'm sure somebody is going to call in and then explain what Prop 1 is all about. So,
okay.
Thanks, Simon. We appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much. Yes, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that, you know, and invite someone to talk more about Prop 1 that will be on the ballot. We're going to go on to our next caller. Sonny, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, the reason why I'm calling is because of the emergency situation for addresses on the community service, that like the fire department and police station. There should be some kind of training address maybe on paper with grids of each house that they should pass. That way they know where the address is. Or they could be part of the instruction to learn to drive with maybe a cab service. If City of Bethel could work on a way to teach these helpful people that requires every minute, every second, that requires people to have their help. If there's a way for them to do training, either on paper or by physical, being a learning by cab driving, you get to learn the roads, the streets, the address. So this will eliminate the time response. And that's all I had to suggest.
Okay. Oh, that must be it, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our lines are open, Grady, on our telephone.
Yeah, so the numbers to call in are 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Of course, you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And, you know, a couple of those callers, Robert and Brian, both were talking about ballot initiatives, whether mm-hmm. that be on the local level or on the state level. And it does leave a little bit of room for some edification just about what a ballot initiative is, because the state or the city doesn't propose that. Citizens do. Right. So in the case of Stand for Salmon, that's a group of concerned citizens that have proposed this ballot initiative. And then another group of citizens comes and says, well, we are in opposition to that. And that's, of course, Stand for Alaska. So it's not the state that's forcing mm-hmm. the caller Brian to make a decision between Salmon or his state. It's really other citizens that are bringing forth a question. And that's the same case in the case of alcohol sales in Bethel. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a group of citizens that are proposing a certain amendment to the way that we handle alcohol sales here in Bethel. There are some people that I know, actually, that want to see restrictions like those proposed in the ballot initiative, but would like to see it a different way. And consequently, we'll be voting against the ballot initiative in hopes that another one will be proposed. So ballot initiatives are interesting in that citizens propose them, and we are voting to approve something that another group of citizens propose, not our legislators
themselves.
That's
right, yes. Important to vote this year. Yes, we're going to go on to our next caller. Good morning to Kim.
Good morning. Beautiful Friday out there.
Hey, you're right, yes.
Yeah, and yesterday I got a chance to get out on the river and really enjoyed it. And mm-hmm. out in the country, and you know, we weren't actively hunting or anything, but just went up and didn't get anything on our return, but that's okay. It was beautiful.
Yeah, anytime you're out there, that's it's always good to be out there.
Yeah, I'm neither Republican or Democrat. I'm just a concerned voter.
Okay.
I don't know where I stand as far as the local option or the Salmon Initiative. I'll decide when I get to the election polls, I guess. I've heard a lot of good pros and cons and whatnot, but I'd just like to say that anybody can vote anywhere at any time there's an election taking place. I've done it. I've traveled between here and Anchorage, and happened to be the election day in Anchorage sometime in April, and there was an election booth at the Anchorage International Airport. Went over, voted the question ballot. You know, if they accepted, fine. If they don't, that's fine too. But at least it tells the local community what people think outside of the voters of Anchorage. I just like to say, anybody that is in Bethel during the election day, if they choose to vote, if they're a voting age, if they have ID, they can always vote a question ballot and to, you know, let us know, City of Bethel, and citizens, how people would vote if they lived here. And I think that's an important part of the democratic process that we have here. I'd just like to just encourage people to get out and vote, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. we cannot move forward on these two initiatives without people's vote. I've stressed this in the past. I'm stressing it now that, you know, get out the native vote, get out the people's vote.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, people have fought for, they have died for your right to vote. You know, take advantage of it while you can. And I think I heard from yesterday that Costco Cab is providing transportation for voters to get out there and vote. And I really, really appreciate that.
Yes, that's going to be a good thing.
Okay, but that's it. Off my soapbox and I'll listen to the show.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes, you know, the thing that you mentioned about getting out there, you know, enjoying it, you know, that perks my ears. And sometimes my mind is out there already, you know, but my body's still back here. So, but anyway, our lines are wide open at this time. So, please feel free to call the time goes fast, so
I know there's a few emails out there. We're working on getting a printout over here. It's hard to get the manage the calls and get the printout because there's not an ability to print from that over there. So we're waiting on the printout. A couple emails came in. I couldn't see them from here to there. So we're hoping to get that stuff ready for our listeners. You know, you mentioned outside, and I am so guilty of this. I'm running around like a busy bee all the time, to work and back to my dogs and my house, and I don't take the time to get out, take a nice walk,
mm-hmm.
breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Barbara's on the line, though.
Yes.
You want to talk to her?
No. Yeah. Oh,
wait.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning to all.
Okay.
What an awesome God-given day we are having here.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to say good work to all the road workers, water, YKHC, and all that's going on out there. That's always looking better.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe out there this weekend. Enjoy the wilderness as it is a healing trip when you go out to the wild. Share a hug. It comes in all colors, shapes, sizes, and you know what? It is not refundable. Have a good day.
Thank you. Very good words there. Yes, very good. You know, that is right. You know, our town has been looking better lately. We've seen a road crew out there working on our roads, and that makes a lot of difference, you know. In fact, the other day on our way back in the dark, I cringed. I knew about that bump, and I had a boat behind, trailering a boat, and I cringed, you know, waiting for that bump, but there was no bump.
Well, that's the kind of surprise you want to have
yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, that was a good one. We're going to go on to our next caller. Howard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
Okay, yes.
I I'm always on this talk show or I'm listening every Friday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that when you guys host this talk show, that it's always your views or the way you want them,
mm-hmm.
people to understand your views. Is you say words, but you don't give the other side a chance to fully explain. And you know, they're not even welcome for their side and their view, you know. And I've seen it, your co-host there, that, you know, he says things, and it's kind of like a trickery kind of view, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't make sense to have you guys going to have on the show like this, make both views, you know, honored, you know.
Yeah.
Both be honored so that... you're not putting one side against another person. We're voting because it is our right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I serve this country to have this fair and for everyone to give that chance and their ability to speak and say things, but not have co-host side, one side, and then not say nothing about the other side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to call them about and say have a good weekend. And
okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you very much, Howard. Yes, you have a very valid point there, you know. And then, yes, in fairness to any issue, you know, people's opinions, yes, it's good to hear both sides, you know, of course. So if anybody disagrees with anything that's being said, you know, you certainly have the right to call in and, you know, express your side of the opinion. So we you know, we welcome all and any caller, and then we don't, you know, we haven't stopped anyone from talking on the radio. So everybody's got that freedom to say what they want.
Or write it in if they'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple emailers.
Yes.
All right, here we go. So this one's coming in from YKHC. They'd like us to announce an event they're having this weekend. They're hosting a free rabies clinic on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the new YK parking lot. People are free to come by and get a free rabies vaccination for their dogs, cats, or ferrets.
Good.
That's not for people. That's for animals.
All right.
I do have another one if you'd like.
Okay, of course. Yes, your lines are open.
This one's coming in anonymously. My question is, where do our tax dollars go? The roads were supposed to be fixed when the cigarette tax was raised. The roads were supposed to be fixed when alcohol tax was issued. What would be the point in increased tax dollars and our community is already running fine? If the tax dollars go to more resources for alcohol treatment, what's the point? That's like starting a replacement glass business and going around and breaking people's windows. Who's going to benefit? The glass business? Okay, well, that's an anonymous email mm-hmm. came in.
But
there you go.
Yeah. You know, but still, I know that, you know, for something, it takes someone to probably do a work order or suggest that something be done. And it takes time to, you know, to get to the part where they actually go out and start working on it. Like, for instance, the road, they probably put that work order in or suggest that they need to be fixed. But it had to go through a lot of red tape before it can get done. So,
and I don't mean to be accusatory, but I will tell you this: I serve on a city committee. Mm-hmm. I go to meetings when I'm interested in what's going on. There's a public works committee meeting; it's open to the public. There's a point in the meeting to be heard, and those questions can be raised there too. I just think that it's easy for to cast aversions, but it's a little bit harder to go and actually get into the meeting. I mean, it's not hard to get in. But, you know, you have to make an appointment to go. Go and take advantage mm-hmm. of the government, the verb government that is availed to us. We have the opportunity and the invitation all the time to be involved. So, you know, there's something exciting. Last year was the first time they did it, and they're going to do it again. It's called the Smart Fit Girls Program, and it takes place at the fitness center. And I'm really excited about it. It is only for a certain subset of people. It's only for young ladies, 11 to 14. But that's a critical time for, you know, that time for young ladies to grow and come into their own. The YK Delta Women in Philanthropy and the YK Fitness Center are offering a free after-school program for girls 11 to 14. It's called Smart Fit Girls, and it takes place Thursdays and Mondays from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. through December, and you can register at the Fitness Center.
Great. Go on to our next caller. Gregory, good morning.
Howdy, howdy. Good morning to mm-hmm. one and all.
Okay.
Can I share an old Bazooka Joe bubblegum comic book joke with you all?
Oh, please do. Please do.
Okay. Okay. Check this out. Okay. What kind of chickens or what kind of car do chickens drive?
I'm stumped.
Okay. They drive a chicken brand coupe instead of a sedan.
They drive a chicken coupe, not a sedan.
Okay.
Okay, well, I hope my chair smiles with everyone with all these concerns. They're hopefully a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you all for the morning sunrise.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Go on to our next caller, Cesare. Good morning.
Good morning. How's the weather over there?
Oh, fine. Where you're at?
About 8,000 miles away.
Oh. 8,000 miles, man.
Where are you?
Still in Poland.
Wow. What's the weather like there?
Kind of cool now. Probably about similar with Alaska, with Beto. It's clear, but temperature, I don't know, maybe 40 degrees, 44.
Wow.
Sunny, beautiful, lots of mushroom in the forest, and people staying on the road. I'm enjoying our trip, and I think lots are kind of missing and feel like coming back. But I was about to think about those elections coming, and I
yes.
just only reason what I call to get the people involved, you know. And you know, all the United States, including in Alaska, we come over there to an Alaskan people to have free choice and free speech. The freedom with
yeah.
no free choice is no freedom. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Those things lots about, you know, if you don't have chance to choose what you eat, what you clothes, how you drive, with common sense, you don't have the freedom. You know, that's why it's important to go vote, get your opinion. If you lose that, your freedom get away. You know, if somebody getting think for you, you can't get at that. You have to have chance and opportunity to be responsible for your choices, you know. And it's important when you have election to get those people what you want, what you like it, what they listen to you, listen and respect you, and you vote for them. That's what is, you know, is right now those finding out from the hand. The government try tell you what you eat, tell you what you drink, tell you what you pay for it, tell you what. And this bothers me. You see me here, and I decide from the to call and maybe somebody listen and get that thing and get vote to extend it, that freedom of the life in the United States
mm-hmm.
in battle, and to not get dictated by somebody what is overpower. They tell you one story and turn it back. Just get you common sense, pick those what they really like, what they protect you and your town and your living, and vote it. Otherwise, we put the last life to somebody else's hand, and there is no more democratic country. There will be dictature. They will be telling you what to do, how you breathe, how you eat, how you drink. That's what is, you know, that trip get my head going to express myself and call you, and I take me some time to get it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But just go, everybody, and vote for the freedom of choice, freedom of speak, and do right decision. That's what I want to call.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
I hope you understood. You get it, you know, but that I think that this is what we work for, to be responsible for our judgment and our choosing, not somebody else tell you what you do. Of course, we don't want to do something bad thing, but do things what is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what I say. And my minute is getting away, you know. It costs like $5
okay.
bucks a minute.
Okay.
Well, safe
yeah.
journey. Safe journey on your way home.
I try to make it for election, but if not, it's too bad. So I try really hard to get back.
Safe journey on your return.
Yes, wonderful to hear from you, Cesare, all the way from your home.
In Poland.
Home country, yeah.
Man, all we need now is a call from Singapore, and we'd be all over the place. Hey,
yeah, that's it, I guess. For Cesare, good morning. Thank you, Cesare, for calling in. On to our next caller.
We have a pair of callers here. It's Renee and Judy together.
Together, yay. Renee and Judy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to chat a little bit about the Steel Salmon and Raven auction, which, as everybody knows from our earlier talk this morning, that it is tomorrow. And we have those of you interested in dinner tickets, which this year we're having eight of the chefs from the Taste of Bethel will be preparing an assortment of dishes. You get five tickets. One for a beverage, and then four for food, and you get to pick out whichever ones you choose that you want for the evening. So those tickets are on sale here at the Cultural Center, at the gift shop, and they're $50. That's from 5:45 to 6:45. It's open to the public, free of charge, to anyone who wants to come in, starting at 6:45 for the auction, and that's live and silent. Bring your ID if you want an adult beverage. And we have a lineup of wonderful artists, so a lot of them are on display right now in the Cultural Center, and there'll be more out tomorrow. So that's what I've got. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to turn it over to Judy.
Okay.
Hello. I want to encourage people to go out and vote Tuesday. I think every election is a very important one. And I want to encourage people to consider voting for Mike Huza for the school board. And the reason I say this is I can't remember in the past, or it's been a long time maybe anyway, where we had someone on the board who was actually a retired teacher from this area, married a woman from the area, has had kids and grandkids go through the school system. And after he retired, he started volunteering daily at Gladys Jung with his granddaughter's class, and now he works at Adult Basic Ed. And I just think he brings such a wealth of a different type of the public education sector into a school board. The candidates are wonderful, all three of them, but I really think he has that extra that we need, and the other two candidates also have spouses that work for LKSD. So I think that's something people might want to consider. But go vote.
Yes, go vote. Well, thank you, Renee and Judy. Is that it?
That's it. Thank you so
much.
Right. Bye.
Okay, have a wonderful day. Thank you to both of you.
Last I checked, there were just 19 more tickets for those for that Steel Salmon Raven auction dinner, the dinner portion. Just 19 more tickets. She said 20, but I told her to hold one for me because I'm going.
Okay. All right. Well, Grady, I'm going to get going. The timer is already up for me.
Well, so, I can definitely hold down the fort. As long as the callers don't give me too hard of a time, I'm a little bit scared to be here alone. But
everybody's cool out there.
You know that I can fill air with talk.
Yeah, so we appreciate all the callers that do call in. You know, the lines are open, so go ahead and introduce. Grady, I'll see you next week.
Well, we'll see you next week. We're still on the air, though, for another 30 minutes, and we have Wilson in Bethel. So go on, Wilson. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm calling from beautiful downtown Smooth Road, Bethel. Hey, all over the road, you're kind of smooth, and that's good job for the state crew using those Connect Construction Road people. Man, good job. Just when I fixed all my vehicles and they won't break now, but now the roads are good. But at least I'm ready for the winter. You know what I mean? Jelly bean.
Yes, sir.
You know, for those of you who are slacking, you need to get on the stick because before you know it, it's going to be 20 degrees out there, 30 below, wind chill and all that. You also need to hurry up and finish your house project because, you can't leave your house unwrapped under there. You have to wrap it all up and button it up so it won't freeze. I've been having fun all summer doing this and that. And hands up to those people who are willing to get things done around their house. You know, I've been trying my best. When it comes to this alcohol issue, it's an old story, but you know, you can beat a dead dog a couple times, and I'm going to do the third one. It's kind of nice when you don't see so many drunks wandering around, especially hanging around by Canadian commercial company. I mean, yeah, they should change their name. Not Alaska Commercial. It should be Canadian Commercial. They're you know, my opinion is, you know, if they're not Alaskan, why hold on an Alaskan name? That's my thought. You know what? You know, all these natives from the villages are getting fooled by Alaska Commercial Company. Yeah, buy as many as you want. There's no limit. I remember hearing that. You know, a couple of them times people were telling me they went over to when they were open. You know. And they said, there's no limit. You get what you want, however many you want. See, and that, it's all about money to that Canadian company. And it don't stay here. And, you know, if they were to continue to operate, I was going to try to figure out a way to have the board, you know, whoever approves licenses or to operate and sell in Bethel. You know, I was going to encourage require Alaska Commercial Company, which is the Canadian company, to do something positive for this community because they have not done nothing but take. You know, $40,000 a month or whatever it was they were making, you know, $10,000 a week, or $20,000 a week sometimes. But anyway, yeah, something to think about. You know, and if I wanted to sell an event like at the Longhouse, Maybe I don't know. I don't think I can say, bring your ID if you want to have a beer. You know, I don't think I can say that because I'm not licensed to sell. Anyway, yeah, that's, you know, my thought. I wish the weather would stay like this all the way till it freezes up because we got our hymies kicked with the water this summer. Rain. Pothole. So anyway, I want you guys to have a good weekend. Police, look me up if you see me. Wave at me because I'm not going to wave at you.
All right. Have a nice day. Have a nice day, Wilson. I'm such a fan of Wilson's mom. I hope everyone else catches our show here with Esther Green here on KYUK. It just took place, or it's next Wednesday. It's coming up next Wednesday. I'm interpreting the hand signals I'm getting. There we go. This Wednesday. It's coming up this Wednesday on KYUK. You know, a little bit, a while ago, I was mentioning Smart Fit Girls at the YK Fitness Center. It's a program that I love talking about because it's the second year running. It's for girls 11 to 14. It improves self-esteem, body image, and fitness. But there's lots of stuff going on over there at the YK Fitness Center. Anchorage-based glass artist Barbara Yao with team members Pat Walsh and Andy Doust will be unveiling a fused glass installation there at the fitness center on Monday. That's going to be the 1st of October. That's this coming Monday at noon. And I do happen to know there's going to be some refreshments there too. So be there or be square. That's noon Monday, October 1st for that glass installation. And while I'm talking about all things fitness center, I might as well tell you there's a new class there. It's male awareness and mixed martial arts. It meets Thursdays 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And you can register for that class by calling 543-0390. Now, I'm here. I got the reins by myself. I need you to call in because if you don't call in, then you just got to listen to me talk. And as some listeners like to note, this is a call-in show, not a host show. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 to get in on this show. It is a beautiful day out there. I don't have the weather in front of me, but I do see it is a little bit warmer than yesterday. We have clear skies and light winds. I know that the weather's getting cooler. I noticed that. I'm getting geared up and getting ready, just like Wilson was commenting. We all have to get ready for the weather as it's approaching. And, you know, I got a caller all the way from Singapore. It's one of my favorite people calling in and helping me with the dead air. Good morning, Zhao.
Hey, good morning. I heard your calls. Someone's calling from Singapore, so yeah, I'm calling in.
Well, this is going to be historic.
I know. I think I'm probably the only listener in Singapore. Yes.
Maybe. We had a caller today from Poland as well.
I know. That's very exciting. And I was like, okay, someone from Poland's calling. I got to top that. I think I'm about 10,000 miles away from Bethel. Yeah.
It's either 10,000 or 7 or 8. So how's the weather in Singapore? Tell us for those people that are heading there this morning.
Well, Singapore is really hot this past few days. I think it's from the typhoon. We have got really clear skies recently, and it's blazing hot in the day. So, but I don't know how to convert to Fahrenheit. Yeah. it's like Texas weather. Yeah.
Well, have an excellent afternoon. Or, no, it's the middle of the night there, so have an excellent evening there in Singapore.
Yeah.
And thank you.
I hope everyone has a great day, too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Now, UTE is offering a certificate in residential construction and fixtures maintenance. The first class will begin October 16th, and all applicants must either have a high school diploma or a GED to apply for that program. Contact AVCP at 907-543-7300. Please call in, folks, or you can email to radio@kyuk.org. So there's a food drive going on at the library from now until October 2nd. You can donate non-perishables and non-expired food items to have any of your current finds on your library card forgiven. One item equals $5. We're also collecting new socks, underwear, and blankets for Project Homeless Connect. Have you ever wanted to do what I'm doing right here? Get on the radio and do a little bit of announcing? Because we are looking for volunteers to help us with the Bethel City Council meetings. Now, also, all that person has to do is maintain the board and make one brief announcement at the beginning of the coverage and then during the break. If you enjoy listening to Bethel City Council meetings, we are looking for a community volunteer to host them on our airwaves. If it sounds like you, contact Anna Rose at kyuk.org. I have another caller in, but I'm just waiting on their name, and I'll be going to them now. Here we go. It's Andrea. Andrea, I am ready for you.
Hey, good morning. This is Andrea. I'm from Good News Bay. I'm not trying to talk badly about the hospital. There's a lot of good nurses and doctors there. I've had a bad experience with certain doctors in the ER. And I just wanted to say, people need to speak up about their health and their lives, because, they should make complaints, and it's because of their safety and their lives and their loved ones' lives. You know, I just wanted to share that, because it's pretty rough sometimes.
Thank you, Andrea. I can appreciate your concerns, and it can be rough. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, people listening out there, they need to speak up, and if they had, anywhere, and they have the right to refuse service from their providers and whatnot. So I just want to have people hear that, because sometimes it could be pretty dangerous, and a lot of times they don't have compassion, but there's a lot of awesome nurses and doctors who do have compassion and they care, and I wanted to say that.
Thank you for your call, Andrea. I think it's important that we all call out when we feel underserved or when we feel serviced correctly by professionals to hold them to that professional code of conduct that they have. And it's also a good idea to let those caregivers that do a good job know they're doing a good job too. Have a nice day, Andrea. Thank you for your call. We have Dave in Bethel. Dave, how are you this morning?
Good morning. First of all, thank you for taking my call. I've lived in Bethel over 50 years. I've seen it all. Lived under local option for 33 years. The bootleggers took over Bethel during local option. And the saddest part about every time alcohol is on the ballot, it tears this community apart. It messes this community up. Until after the election, and I hope everybody will get out and vote on this issue. Vote their conscience, because it's important. I'm a World War II veteran, I serve my country. And so people can vote. So people can speak their minds. Freedom of speech. And I agree with a number of other callers. If you don't vote, don't complain. Children would like to vote, but they can't vote. They don't have a voice. Exercise your right to vote on this important issue. And don't be surprised at the outcome. I think it'll probably be close. But I do hope people will hear this call. Get out and vote. Vote your conscience. And don't be surprised if we go back into local option, there will be more changes coming forth. We will have to deal with more and more restrictions. And that's the way it works. If you go into local option, you can't get out for 2 years. But you can make it more restrictive immediately. Be prepared for surprises, whichever way it goes. Please go vote. Thank you very much. Pleasant day.
A pleasant day to you too, Dave. I'll take this opportunity to thank you for your service. Again, I've thanked you before, and thank you for your continued concern for our fine neighborhood, our fine city. I call it a city. It's a town, though, right? We're a town, or we're a village, actually. Forgive me. So, the annual Donlin Gold clothing extravaganza is coming up. They've been gathering gently used children's winter gear. All the staff over there at Donlin Gold to put together, and they're going to be giving that out at 5 p.m. on Friday, October 5th at the ME Gym. So they're excited about announcing that. I'm jumping the gun. I'm excited announcing that just a little bit early. It's on my list of things to say. But I'm just scrambling for time because I was waiting for Yvonne to come on the air. Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you to Wilson and Dave under talk and they're right rolled up into one since the liquor store opened. What positive thing came out of it? Nothing. Only hurt, death, loss of mom and dad, the family unit, and loss of peace itself. Before you go vote, have that important thought in your mind. Dave's right on that. And Wilson, right on AC. What good positive thing they ever did for 50 years? They made it worse here. Guyana, and good morning.
Have a nice day, sir. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I can definitely appreciate some of the sentiments that have been expressed today. Remember, your opinion matters too. If you have something to say, call us at 543-5985 or 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. You can email your questions or comments, rather, to radio@kyuk.org. You know, the board of directors for KYUK Bethel Broadcasting Incorporated will meet Saturday, October 6th. 9 a.m. here at KYUK. The public is welcome to attend and make comments. For more information, call 543-3131. We've been having lots of callers talking about the regular election to be held October 2nd. I'd just like to read this announcement one more time. The polling locations are Precinct Number 1, LKSD District Offices at 1004 Ron Edwards Memorial Drive, and Precinct Number 2, YPCC here at 401 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. The polling locations will be open on October 2nd from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. There's speaking of the local option, you know, we've been had a lot of callers talking about the local option. We had a call-in show yesterday, and that'll be re-aired today at 1 p.m. in the translated version. We're working on the translation now, and that's due to be airing in an hour and a half. So tune in for that replay of the local option call-in show. That'll be in Yuktun, and that'll be at 1 p.m. today. We're also having an English replay at 7 p.m., so tune in for that as well. Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Subsistence Regional Advisory Council will meet, or I'm sorry, has been meeting the last couple of days, and they've been meeting at AVCP Regional Housing Authority Conference Room. That meeting started, or will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow as well. Deadline for the VFW Auxiliary Continuing Education Scholarships for Bethel residents attending college or vocational school full-time is October 1st. That's rapidly approaching. If you'd like more information on those VFW Auxiliary Continuing Ed Scholarships, contact Judy Wazirski by calling 545-3961. Another thing on the extended announcements here, the Bureau of Land Management has updated the schedule for the Bering Sea Western Interior Resource Management Plan. The plan's now expected to be completed by the spring of 2019, but the draft plan is expected to be available for a 90-day comment period this coming November. There's going to be public meetings held. If you'd like more information about those meetings, about the schedule for the resource management plan, you can contact the Bureau of Land Management by dialing 907-267-1246 or 1-800-478-1263. Well, I am just at a little bit of a loss for words. Not something that I normally am, but I've been peering over all the messages. It looks like I've repeated myself three times. I'm glad that Wilson is calling in to repeat himself. Or maybe not repeat. What do you got, Wilson?
Round two.
Yep.
For you.
All right.
Hey, you know, when it comes to Bethel,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm really glad this is my hometown. I when it comes to improvements, maybe legislators or House of whoever, representatives, they need to put in a bill to where we can have all the accessories, like, because you know, we're still in the bush. In order to get a background check clearance for your CDL, hazmat paperwork stuff, you have to go into Anchorage. In order to get really specific high-tech hospital appointments, you have to go to Anchorage to check on your land and your status of this, that, and the other, because a lot of people are landowners. You have to go to, you know, send a letter, and 3 months later, maybe BLM will answer. There's no one to talk to in person. How sad. So this is my hometown, but I'm trying to figure out how could we make it happen to where those offices are here in Bethel and available for us. And like the DMV, I have 10 titles to transfer, and I guess I have to go into Anchorage for that. Anyway, yeah, that was my little spill. Sometimes we got to cry in order for something to happen, but cry in a good way. You can't just cry about something and not have your own idea of a solution. You have to have a solution along with your cry. So, all you crybabies out there, think of your solution. I cried. All right, thanks. Bye.
Have a nice day, Wilson. They say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, but what Wilson is saying is the wheel should be screaming for the oil when it squeaks. No, I like what you're saying there, Wilson. You should have a plan. Don't just cry about it. Have a plan. Shaddy's calling in from the fitness center. He might not have been hearing me. I've been telling them all about what's going on. I've been telling about mixed martial arts. I've been telling about the Fit Girls program. What do you want to tell us about?
Hey, Grady, how you doing? I did hear you, and I appreciate that. I'm going to give two announcements on outside things that you haven't mentioned, and we really appreciate you mentioning those things for the facility.
The Smart Fit Girls program is amazing.
Thank you. We hope to improve participation in that program. Currently, we only have one person registered for that class, so there are spots, and we encourage everybody, if you're interested in attending, Give us a call or come over to the facility to get some more information on that specific class and what
not
exactly
we're
doing.
Right? It's not just swimming. It's a lot of fitness stuff. It's a comprehensive program.
It's a lot of fitness stuff. It's a lot of healthy discussions about situations that are occurring for those females in that age group. And it's a program that started in Colorado, and it helps females in that age group throughout the United States.
All right, well, I've been steering. Go ahead. Tell me those other two events you wanted to talk about.
So first off, we are doing our annual PFD sale, and that starts October 1st and runs through October 31st. We'll be offering 20% off all of our annual memberships and 10% off all of our monthly memberships. So if any individual is thinking to take the plunge into an annual membership at the fitness center, this would be a great opportunity. This is our largest sale of the year. This will be our largest sale throughout the entire year. And secondly, we'll be hosting the fourth annual Zombie Run on October 6th. So we have another week just getting the word out there. This run will start at 1 p.m. It'll be a 5K run, and it'll be a fun 5K. There'll be 12 different zombies throughout the course trying to grab flags and encouraging a fun participation of a run. There'll also be vendors located at the facility providing different services. There will be a kayaking class before the 5K run, so just keep your eyes and ears open for that zombie run that's occurring October 6th. And that's all I have today, Grady.
Oh, well, don't run off. I have a quick question, because I've never been to one of these zombie runs, even though I've been adjacent to a few. What happens, so the runners run, but along the course there are zombies ready to jump out and try to grab a flag from them, like flag
exactly.
football style?
Yep, exactly. And if you make it to the end of the run with your two flags still intact, you technically survive the zombies. If you make it to the end of the run without your two flags attached, you didn't make it, but you still get the same time. So it's just a fun encouragement for runners that typically don't enjoy the traditional running scene. It just adds a little bit of fun to the whole run.
And to recap, when you're mentioning about your annual PFD sale over there, that means that's the lowest rate available for your annual memberships at the fitness center are available during that sale. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Outside of organizations that we partner with, this will be the cheapest sale for the individuals that don't have extra discounts, such as YK or LKSD. This is the best time of year to purchase a membership. If you don't qualify under those organizations.
Okay. Well, I'm actually stressing to get you off the phone because there's no caller behind you, and I have 6 minutes to talk, and I can't keep you on too long because you're also running for city council. So I'm going to segue out of our call and say goodbye and good luck. I hope you're not too nervous for Tuesday's election, and that's the story.
Grady. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I did have to rush him off because I didn't want to, give any unfair advantage to anybody who's running for city council at all. And I am completely out of announcements, so I'm totally scrambling here. And I really want one last caller to call in. You can still get in the last caller of the day at 543-5985 or 543-2756. You know, all the great programming here at KYUK is brought to you by people like you. We're about to kick off next week our big fundraising stuff, so I just want to keep in mind that shows like Talkline are available because of the dollars donated by generous supporters that are made up of our listeners. It does look like a caller's calling in. In about 1 second, I'm going to know who it is, and then I'm going to say hello to this anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous from Bethel. Thank you for saving my last few minutes.
Good morning. I'd like to make a suggestion for your next talk show about our health and our hospital here in Bethel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
You know, I guess what the caller is suggesting is that during Talkline that we talk about that, they might not know about our weekly talk show on Wednesdays. Wellness Wednesdays takes place at 10, and there's a variety of topics. I know that Diabetes Prevention comes in and does a special episode. I know that other community partners like the Tundra Women's Coalition comes out as well. And next week, Tobacco Prevention is going to be out to talk. We'll be talking to I have a good friend that is in that department. I just can't think of her name right now. Plucky, yeah, Plucky. I love having. I actually invited Plucky last week to be my co-host here when I had the reins last week, and she was available, but she was the second person to take the offer. Is there Anonymous in Bethel now, or are you taking that away? Okay, well, you know, I think we're coming to the right near the close of the show. I will make that last minute notice that election is coming up on the 2nd. Everyone get out there and vote, as many of our callers have commented. You know, it's a good idea to get on the web and research what those ballot initiatives, what a yes and a no vote will mean. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Looks like we had a lot of very concerned citizens recommending people get out there and vote. Of course, people also commenting on making sure you get out and enjoy the weather, because it's still beautiful out there. It's so nice and beautiful. And it's 11:27, and that's the story. I'm sticking to it. I think that's the deal. I'm getting out of here. I hope you enjoyed Talk Line today. KYUK, Public Media for Alaska's Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta. Did I go really?